Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Wednesday pushing to get more aid into Gaza while urging Hamas to accept a deal that would halt fighting and bring some hostages home from the enclave. Blinken said it's time for a ceasefire in Gaza.
We're determined to get a ceasefire that brings the hostages home and to get it now. And the only reason that that wouldn't be achieved is because of Hamas. There is a proposal on the table, and as we've said, no delays, no excuses. The time is now, and the time is now long past due to bring the hostages home to their families.
Israel is the final stop on Blinken's Middle East tour, his seventh visit to the region, which was plunged into conflict on October 7th when Hamas attacked southern Israel. Protests over the Israel-Hamas war are roiling college and university campuses across America. At a news conference, New York City Police Commissioner Edward Caban says Columbia University and City College, both in the city, requested they move in and break up the protests.
At both schools' request, the NYPD enter the campuses and remove protesters who refused to leave the area. Approximately 300 arrests were made, with preliminary charges ranging from trespass to criminal mischief to burglary.
Hundreds of arrests have been made. Floods and landslides across Kenya have killed 179 people since March, with hundreds of thousands forced to leave their homes. That's what the government said on Wednesday. And dozens more were killed in neighboring Tanzania and Burundi. For more stories, check us out online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A controversial abortion law has gone into effect in the U.S. state of Florida, dropping the state's 15-week ban.